punching bag. I must admit that last hit dislocated her jaw while connecting me to the law. Seemed so strange how the police could tame a beast who rejected peace and refused to cease from putting my hands on God's gift to man that's landing me in the cell. Two doors down from hell, wanting to yell, but nothing comes out but the sounds of the shouts of my boss with my wife, with the aid of a knife, engaged with an evil force, immune to divorce, choosing to stay the course, fatigued with a voice grown hoarse from screaming my name, not knowing it's in vain, but I'm trying to change to help erase the pain. I know she's not understanding how she could have landed in the dark on the basis of till death do us part. But now she wears a wounded heart whose guard has collapsed like her lungs from multiple hits and fits of rage. Days so vicious, me calling her bitches with missing apologies and acknowledgments not found. Just the sound of a wounded spirit that's grown weary of promises broken. Like the bones with the choking, still hoping God would stretch forth his rod to dispel the facade in regard to the heart that's unwillingly broke and unevenly yoked. I try to make the most of a self-centered nature, possessing no patience. Now I'm facing 10 to life for abusing my wife. Now my life is the main event with money spent to make them believe it wasn't my intent, as they changed the verdict from assault to attempted murder. I'm still shocked, especially when I heard it, but I knew I deserved it. So I'm serving this sentence, asking God for forgiveness as the angel he sent me now visits, not resents me. It's so hard to comprehend how she remains my friend. See, I'm still a vicious lion. I'm just caged within a den, severely paying for my sins. And now the beatings that I'm receiving incubates the scars that are never leaving.